2007 Toyota did not auto depreciate for 2017. And 281, the 2015 Dodge pickup was paid in St. Clair County and Taney County. Taxpayers requesting a refund for the 2018 on the pickup.
Hey Wesley, to clarify, can you do those abatement numbers again?
The abatement numbers are 300208.
Can you say that one more time, please?
300280.
Thank you. I just want to make sure we didn't have the same issue.
Yeah.
I would make sure we had the same paperwork.
Yeah. And 300281.
Thank you.
As soon as I said it the second time, I went, oh, I know what I said.
And they've done that.
I didn't catch it the first time either, so don't worry about it. How does that work on, do we have to approve or on the 281?
We have a copy of...
Is that where the...
Of their paid tax bill from St. Clair County.
Right, but how do we know where's the vehicle at? Is it here or St. Clair?
It must be where's the house at. Is the site is here or there?
I'm going to have to defer that to Chuck, I believe.
They filled out the form, I'm assuming, with it being here. And they must have filled one out in St. Clair with it also.
Well, Rhonda wouldn't have asked for it if it was here. So the only thing I can say is what we've got to look at. Rhonda did the abatement, and they provided the proof, so she wouldn't have taken it away if she had any evidence that it is here.
Sometimes when you, as you know, when you ask them, you say, where did it reside at on January 1st?
Right.
And it kind of helps them understand why you're asking.
Again, wrong. Well, they all do that, of course.
My truck's in Arkansas. Does that mean I don't have to pay it to you, can I?
If it's in Arkansas.
On January 1st, it's sitting right across the state line.
Where's it licensed at?
It's licensed, Missouri.
Uh-oh, gotcha.
You want to label this Exhibit A?
Okay.
Move to approve Exhibit A, dated January 22nd, 2019.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Oh, we're not done.
Let's do the...
Yeah, we got the...
We
still have to get off. Yeah. The next set of abatements I have are erroneous assessments. Abatement numbers are 204328, 204329. These parcels are parcels that were bought by the city of Hollister. And on the worksheets, I've highlighted in there the date they acquired, which was 6/29/2018. By the time the paperwork would have been received by the assessor's office, it would have been after the books have closed.
The last week we had these, and so you know, I think we've reached out to county council again. I think he answered one question, but didn't get the whole question that needed to be answered. Kind of what he was thinking, but anyways, the real estate contract, depending upon how that was handled, is what would say the previous party would pay the taxes. But anyway, he said that it does need to go. My understanding was it needs to go ahead and be abated.
I've not actually heard from him on it.
I thought you got an email response from him.
I didn't know that he did. I put it that way. I'll check.
You got an email response from him on it, because you were copied on it.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, I do make a motion, call it Exhibit B.
That's what I'm going to label it as.
Yep.
To approve Exhibit B, 204328 and 204329.
Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
That's all I have for today. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Road and bridge equipment discussion.
Morning.
Morning.
I got the information back on the, they're actually the TC600 radar speed sign. It's a different company than we had used before. It's got a lot more standard options, such as slow down or too fast. It will show that on the screen. And I did want to get the other option. It'll show a red and blue light, which we can designate, like if it's 30 mile per hour speed zone, we can have it go off at 36 or 34, or whatever we want, to actually flash the red and blue.
So we would set it depending on what we put it at.
We can actually, they would train us free of charge, where I can designate certain people to be able to do it from their cell phone. And then you can also send the data back that way. That red and blue, I saw it before, and it really gets people's attention, but it would have that and a too fast and slow.
Well, I've had nothing but positive comments in regard to our speed signs.
But that other company, it's been great, but I can get six of these piggybacking off the city of Manchester for $20,430.
What was that again?
$20,430.
Those others were close to five each, weren't they?
They were a little over seven each.
Was it that much?
It's the same thing. But these here, I would opt to permanent mount them where we're not moving them around. And I had a few roads in mind on that, our most troublesome areas. And then the others would remain rotating around, because part of the roads we only need to have them down would be in the summertime, like near some campgrounds. That's our biggest complaint time on them. So we try to have them on that road during that time.
And this keeps track of number of cars, average speeds. I mean, yeah. It's still.
And that would give us the data that we can turn into the sheriff's department.
Could you do all of that with the other signs? I didn't remember.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, it has a little flash drive on it. We just go and get the information. Yeah.
But it does not have the too fast, slow down.
Any
of that option.
Yeah, it doesn't have the display, but it has the data. This has the vandal protection. Now, I know you said that they can. So it's. With their cell phones, they just have to get close to it. They can't do it from...
They can't do it. Okay. They got to be...
Within 300 feet.
Yeah, okay. A few hundred feet. But it saves them from getting out next to the traffic.
I think we'd be safe on that temperature range, don't you?
Yeah, I think they worked great. I mean, any issues we've had road-wise when we put these up, it get a lot of positive feedback.
Right. Yeah, we've got nothing but compliments on
them. I remember
we had a few concerned people that were going way over the limit.
Well, yeah.
I mean, wondering if they're going to pick it in the mail, but
just we don't address that. We just let the
I don't compliment on it.
I'm trying to remember, you and I first looked at these, what, 5 years ago? For traffic calming devices, I think is what the terminology was.
These work.
So I'm glad to see that these...
The reason I say the red and blue option on three of the roads I've gotten on, and it would really...
It catches their attention.
It would really pay off, I think. And it was a $90 option per sign.
I don't have a problem with you going through with it. It's in your budget.
Yeah, I put it in the budget for you.
So I'm...
I think it's a good safety feature.
Yeah.
When the contract comes through, we just... Do we need to vote on the agreement now, or you just want to vote
on... Yeah, go ahead and vote on the agreement. I'm just going to piggyback off the city of Manchester. There is not a bid number. I've been in contact with Ron about it.
Okay, yeah, I've talked to him.
He's aware of it, and he said he can take care of that part.
Move to allow Devin Huff, Road and Bridge Administrator for Taney County, to purchase 6 signs via quote as presented using City of Manchester's current bid.
Is it a bid or is it a purchasing agreement?
Yes, it was a bid. And we have got permission from them to use the same one.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next one, I've done some checking with the NJPA or Sourcewell, and also... The MoDOT list of vehicles. I've got one here for going off of the MoDOT website on their bids. It's Don Brown Chevrolet. It's a work truck, nothing fancy. $27,013. The Ford was $28,608. Now I've got the MoDOT contract number on it. It is a bigger cab, and that price right there, 3 years ago, we were paying that big amount.
Is this the total on this?
I think so.
Okay. That's for 6.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's on his paperwork.
Mike, do you need to see that other than the other
side? No.
Do you think we need to reference that contract number?
Yes.
Let me take a look at that. Hey, Devin?
Yes.
This was the total on your signs, right?
$20,000.
Just wanted to make sure I wrote it down right. Okay.
Is the specs on the...
Well, they're looking at that. I'd like to know, how's their new dad doing?
Doing great. Wonderful.
You perfected changing diapers.
I'm trying to
should even be pretty efficient at it, doesn't it? I wouldn't say perfected.
Like the